Welcome to a new edition of Music Profile, which this time will introduce the Prague band Tata Boys, familiarly called by their keen audience Tataci. And it truly is a band worth our attention. They won the Best Live Rock Band 3 times, and former Education Minister Ondřej Liška has been spotted at a concert, zealously tapping his feet in time to the beat. Jan Pemuchov, an important figure on the Czech music scene, has even said that Tata Boys have the potential to fill stadiums.
Skončili jsme, jasná páka, zorný runa zavolal Michal Máka. Čeká na náš nový materiál, tak se podíváme, co dům dal. Hudební biznis se trochu hroutí, málo koho z nás toto ale nějak hroutí. Na každém krku máme kytaru, barečky zmáčknem jako po staru. Jsme pěšáci rock'n'rollu, po žebříčkách lezeme spíš dolů. Tvrdíme, že neúspěch nás nebolí, neboli není malých rock'n'rollí. Není malých rock'n'rollí. Není malých rock'n'rollí.
In the song Pěšáci or Infantrymen from their 2007 album Kluci kde jste, Tata Boys sing humbly that they are only a band known to the locals. Whether they refer to the Prague quarter Hans Paulka, where they come from, as they never forget to mention at the beginning of their concert, or some larger area in the Czech Republic, it is not quite true. This month they will give 2 concerts in New York. But let's start from the beginning. The band loves making a point of their very beginnings, which date back to 1979, when Milan Sajs and Marek Hunyad alias Mardoša met fatefully in a nursery. The friendship gradually strengthened during years at school spent at one desk. And just one day before leaving their secondary school, they gave their very first concert, together with another friend of theirs in a school gym. That fateful event marked the true beginning of Tata Boys.
Je jaro a všechno kvete, kytky, stromy, kyře mlází mý srdce, radostně tepe mý oči, dojetím slzí. Ptáci všem vesele zpívaj, křídlama na všechny mávaj. Lidi se na sebe dívaj, brouci si písničky brouci.
Jaro, or Spring, is a famous song from their first, let's say, proper album, recorded under the supervision of Jonathan Burnside, an American producer who worked also with Nirvana, Depeche Mode and Faith No More. This record drew attention of music giant Warner Brothers. The band signed a contract and in 2000 they released an album called Futuretro. Hit after hit came off the album, which was accompanied by a string of sellout concerts. What's more, it won almost all the music awards that year, with prizes being bestowed among others by Rolling Stone, Rock and Pop and at the Pop Music Academy Awards. The album introduces the typical Tata Boys dance sound and abounds also typically with puns and plays on words. A good example is Duševní, psychic, where the singer sings that his psyche is ucházející, that is all right. The Czech word for psyche is duše, which can also mean attire, in which case ucházející ceases to mean all right, but means going flat instead. But that would bring us to soundcheck, where, as a matter of fact, another of Tata Boys puns was discussed not long ago. Here comes all right psyche, or is it rather attire going flat?
Zas na něco najela.
Zas jí musím zalepit.
Já nebudu mít nikdy klid.
Later, Tata Boys came with Biorytmy, considered a milestone in their career, which catapulted them to the top of the Czech music scene. The songs are melancholic and more melodic than before, suggesting that the band had calmed down a bit. However, you probably wouldn't guess that from listening to the song Attention aux hommes, Beware of Men. It builds on a sample from the famous comedy Petit Petit Pas, starring French legend Louis de Funès. The band made a funny music video to accompany the song. In it, a Czech and a French team battle it out in a dance competition called Petit Petit Pas. It takes place in a little gym and features personalities such as Vlastimil Harapes, the former head of the ballet department at the National Theatre, and Jan Rejek, a critic dreaded by all Czech artists. The video is on YouTube and definitely worth checking out, as it certainly didn't win the Golden Angel Award for the best music video for nothing. The success of Biorytmy was surpassed even by the band's next album called Nano Album, released 4 years ago. It is a conceptual album telling the love story of Aitom, an internet maniac, and his girlfriend Eliška. Other characters that appear in the story are a mad scientist, Dr. Tečka, and his superficial blonde assistant, referred to as 906090. The narrator is, to make things even more intriguing, a robotic dog called Hal. Nano Album is darker and certainly no easy listening, but still it infected the fans with Nanomania and was awarded 4 Golden Angel Awards. Besides, the story came out as a book and a DVD Nano Tour was released. In the song Elišce to Eliška, her boyfriend Aitom declares his love for her, saying tenderly that he realized that he would never exchange his girlfriend for a computer. Have a listen to that romance.
Aspoň na chvíli ukázat všem své hry.
2 years ago, the band came up with Kluci, kde jste, an album whose title translates as Guys, Where Are You?, a slogan the impatient audience now chant while waiting for Tata Boys concerts to begin. The song Pěšáci that we heard at the beginning of the program is from that album. Most recently, Tata Boys have worked with the famous Korean-American girl trio An. They released album Smetana, Cream, packed with acoustic arrangements of their old songs. And that's what is taking them to New York later this month. The boys from Hans Palka are going over to conquer the new world. Let's wish them good luck.
That edition of Music Profile by Iva Vokorkova is about all we have time for on today's programme. As ever, we welcome all your comments. Our email address is english@radio.cz and the postal address is Vinohradska 12, 12099 Prague. We hope you can join us again soon. But from me, Chris Johnston, and all the team here at Radio Prague, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Se to